From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says it is irresponsible for the companies involved in the Gulf oil spill to point fingers elsewhere. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president is ordering a thorough review of the agency that oversees drilling.
President Obama met with cabinet secretaries about the oil spill in the morning. They flanked him in the Rose Garden as he used his strongest words yet against BP and other companies.
I did not appreciate what I considered to be a ridiculous spectacle during the congressional hearings into this matter. You had executives of BP and Transocean and Halliburton falling over each other to point the finger of blame at somebody else.
He said no one knows exactly how much oil is leaking into the Gulf. What matters most, he said, is that it needs to stop. Scientists who reviewed new video footage of the leak for NPR calculated that the spill may be 10 times bigger than the Coast Guard's estimates. BP disputes those results. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is proposing deep cuts in social programs to deal with the state's projected $19 billion deficit for next fiscal year. Schwarzenegger says it will be painful but necessary.
Vulnerable citizens have been put on the roller coaster ride where one day we have the revenues and the next day we don't. It is time we learn from our history so that it never, ever happens again.
Democrats vowing to protect social programs favor closing tax loopholes. The Army is recalling 44,000 combat helmets issued to soldiers around the world. NPR's Ted Robbins has details.
The helmets were made by Ohio-based ArmorSource, one of the leading suppliers of combat headgear to the military and police. The Army said in a statement that the recalled advanced combat helmets represent about 4% of those issued to soldiers around the world. New helmets are being issued to anyone with a defective one. The Army says the defects were discovered during tests of the helmet. The risk to soldiers is still being assessed. The Justice Department and the Army have begun investigations into the matter. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
At least 16 people are dead in Thailand from the latest round of clashes between troops and anti-government protesters lobbing homemade rockets. The latest violence follows the wounding of an opposition leader who was shot in the head during a clash on Thursday. So-called red shirt protesters have been encamped in the city center since March 12th, demanding the government call new elections and step down. Most of them are rural poor supporters of ousted Prime Minister Shinawat. The current pace of U.S. bank failures is already more than double the number this time last year. Regulators closed four more banks today in Georgia, Michigan, and Missouri, raising the number of failed banks so far to 72. They expect the number of bank failures to peak at slightly higher than the 140 closed last year. This is NPR News. The 9-year-old Dutch boy who survived Wednesday's plane crash in Tripoli is expected to return home on Saturday to his home in the southern Dutch town of Tilburg. Terry Schultz reports.
Now that a Dutch medical team has confirmed his two fractured legs have been stabilized enough to travel, young Ruben van Assoff will be headed back home to the Netherlands. It's unclear whether Ruben has been told yet that his parents and older brother are among the 103 people who died in the crash. The arrival time and location of Ruben's return are being kept secret. Family members and the Dutch government have asked that all relatives of victims be given their privacy. De Telegraaf newspaper is being blasted publicly for somehow managing to talk to Ruben from his hospital bed on a doctor's cell phone and then publishing the remarks. A travel blog of the family's South African safari, written by Ruben's father and posted just before the flight, has become an online memorial full of condolence letters to the young boy. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Investigators are still trying to figure out what caused a series of explosions at an ammunition plant in northern New Hampshire. Two people were killed in the blast this afternoon, and dozens of homes were evacuated. Some residents a mile away from the scene reported hearing explosions. The contents of the plant made it difficult to put out the fire. Exploding ammunition kept crews from approaching the planes for 4 hours. Lena Horne is being remembered today as an entertainer and social activist who broke barriers and stood up for civil rights. Hundreds of mourners turned out for her funeral in Manhattan. Horne was one of few black actors to have a contract at a major Hollywood studio. She died last Sunday at the age of 92. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.